We all lose people we love, but how do you cope when you have to deliver their eulogy at their funeral? Is it okay to tell funny stories? And how do you stop yourself from crying? Maybe you've had to deliver a eulogy yourself, or maybe you just felt that you couldn't face it. Get in touch, 030 30 80 55 55. The TV presenter Debbie McGee lost her husband, magician Paul Daniels, last year, and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Debbie.
And a very good morning to you.
Death is one of those things, it's never easy to talk about, regardless of how long it's been since. But how did you process that when you lost someone that was so crucial in your life?
I think you don't know how you process it. You just every day. And what some days are easier than others. And so at first, you really are kind of walking through mud. You feel completely lost. And somehow you just find a road to walk on is the only way to describe it, really. And somebody said to me the other day is you get to a point where you don't get over losing the person, but they're walking beside you, or your grief is walking beside you. It's not on your shoulders. And I have some days where mine is walking beside me and other days it's still on my shoulders. I think more and more days that are the good days. They outnumber the bad.
Did you deliver a eulogy at Paul's funeral?
No, I just knew that there was no way emotionally I could have got through saying anything about him at that time. And also I hadn't how to put my words onto paper either and make them sound the way I wanted them to sound. So I got somebody to help me write it and someone else to read it.
Because that's the thing, there is a lot of pressure then, because you're basically doing this roundup of someone's life. You're trying to make it obvious how special they were to you and other people. So there's a lot of pressure on the shoulders of people that do take that up, as well as then trying to bottle the grief.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's something I'd never thought about either, is until these sad times enter your life, you never even think about having to plan a funeral. And it's no different from planning any other big event in your life. There's a lot to think of. And, you know, event planning isn't easy. It's why weddings, you often employ an event. And in the case of a funeral, it's a funeral director, somebody that you've probably never met before. You don't know what they're like. You might not get on with them. We don't all get on with everybody. And it's one of the most important things that you're going to have to do. And you want to do the right thing for that person you've lost. So that's why I think it's important to try and talk about it, because none of us want to. We don't want to think about death.
Especially if somebody's ill, but either way, it seems like you're almost wishing something. If I sat down with my mum and dad and said, let's talk about what you want at your funeral, how we should then do the service, do the eulogy. There's some research by the co-op found that a quarter of us like to include poetry and literature, etc. in our funerals, at speeches. Have you thought about what you want in yours?
Yeah, I've just started thinking about that. With all of this and reading about the co-op's report, I've thought, yes, actually, if I got run over tomorrow, my family wouldn't have a clue. They'd know what music I like, but they wouldn't have a clue of what type of funeral I'd want, where I'd want to be buried, if I want to be cremated or buried, you know, all of that.
But should the eulogy, for example, should it be fun? Should it be sad? Should it have stories? Should it have music?
It should just be personal to the person who's died. And some of us are serious. Some of us are jokers. So, you know, in most cases, I think both. If someone had a sense of humour, you want to show that. But you also just want to show what that person was like as a person throughout it, celebrating their life that they existed on this planet.
Yeah.
So, you know, and every situation, every person's different, aren't they? You know, and every person's a different as well. And that reflects on the eulogy.
Just because we're pushed for time this morning, Debbie, and this maybe doesn't have a proper answer, but sometimes families don't always agree, and that is just the same in death. So how do you get around that if, say, for example, your siblings want something different for your parents than you do?
Yeah, I was very lucky because I lost my dad in 2014, but the family all came together and my brother wrote his eulogy and we all agreed with what he'd put and we all knew what dad's favourite music was and his grandson said things. And in Paul's case as well, you know, his sons just let me go ahead with what I felt was right. I just, yeah. They were involved, but just agreed, you know, I didn't have any problems. They didn't ever say, no, no, I don't think we want that. But I do know, and to a few other people since Paul had died who've had problems, and it's very difficult. And I think that's one of the reasons it's important that if you can
talk about,
you know,
it.
Just, yeah, you don't have to even sit down and have a big conversation. You can just say, do you know, this is my favorite song, can you make sure that's played at my funeral? I to be cremated, or yeah. You know, something.
Have that conversation beforehand. Debbie, unfortunately we're out of time this morning, but thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Debbie McGee.